When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3124. It's a Spinner Sunday, and we're going to talk about a High Republic story that we have not yet talked about. I am digging back in and realizing, yeah, there were a few things that we missed from Phase 1. One of them is a 4-issue limited series called The Monster of Temple Peak by Kevin Scott. It was published through the IDW High Republic Adventures line, and we're going to just talk briefly about that today. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, the Monster of Temple Peak took place in between Waves 1 and 2 of Phase 1 of the High Republic, so more concretely, after the events of the Great Disaster situation, so Light of the Jedi and Into the Dark, those novels, right? But before the events of the Rising Storm, where the Republic Fair on Valo happened and that, you know, terrible tragedy there. And the opening crawl, as it were, for this limited series positions the stories as though they are going to be a part of the Wave 1 / Wave 2 storytelling. It talks about how Chancellor Lena So is preparing for the Republic Fair on Valo. And it talks about how this is to unite the galaxy, but that not every system shares the sense of unity, and that not everything is as it seems, as the Jedi turned saber for hire Ty Yorick is about to find out. So the positioning really does make it seem like we're going to tie directly in to the main storytelling happening in that Phase 1 era, but I think we're probably past the point where I need to give you spoiler alerts, but here it is, there's your spoiler alert. This is not the case for that story. It ties in absolutely no way whatsoever, other than having the character of Ty Yorick in it, who appears later in The Rising Storm. Now, there are two stories actually being told in The Monster of Temple Peak. One of them is the main story about the Monster of Temple Peak, and the other one is a story that takes place 10 years prior to the events of the main story, when Ty Yorick was still a Padawan with the Jedi Order, and there's a terrible situation where one of her fellow Padawans decides that he wants to explore a sanctuary that was formerly inhabited by practitioners of the dark side. There's a thing that's called a Vitalicron, which I guess would be similar to a holocron for this particular dark side cult, which is naturally a really evil artifact that ends up possessing the guy in some way, and he attacks Ty Yorick, and in the midst of the fight to defend herself, she accidentally, unintentionally, but, you know, defending herself, kills the poor guy. And from the rest of the storytelling, we're given the idea that this event is the reason why Ty Yorick is no longer in the Jedi Order. We don't know whether Ty was forced out of the Order or whether she left as a result of this tragic incident, but be that as it may, she's not part of the Jedi Order, and instead of being a Padawan training to become master, she is now, 10 years later, a saber for hire, and with a particular specialty, specifically being a monster hunter. As for the present day storytelling, well, in classic Star Wars fashion, we find Ty Yorick in the middle of trying to catch a Gundark alive, but having to save a random character who's fanboying / shocked and amazed for this monster hunter Jedi looking person wanting to see what happens, and puts themselves in danger's way, and the Gundark has to get killed, which the buyer of the Gundark is not happy about, but it turns out that the people who are trying to buy this thing are being hunted and arrested by Jedi at that moment, and Tyorik is able to get away without managing to be caught or interrogated or otherwise interact with the Jedi. And then, because of the fact that they weren't able to get paid for this job, then Ty has to get another job, which then goes off to this other planet on the galactic frontier, where some monster apparently ripped through a camp of people, and it's up in a lair at the top of a thing called Temple Peak, or at least that's what the guy has named it. And the fanboy character had stowed away on Tyorik's ship, so is now there also, and continues to have to be saved from danger and is a pain in Tyorik's side and whatnot. So naturally there is a twist with the monster, and it turns out that the people are doing very bad things, and you know, that's as much as I think we need to say for our purposes here on the podcast. Ultimately, the story doesn't really tie into anything happening with Wave 1 or Wave 2 of Phase 1 of the High Republic. It's just introducing us to the character of Tyorik and giving us backstory on her before we meet her in The Rising Storm. That said, it's still an interesting story, and the twist is well done, and there are monsters including giant rock spiders, which, ugh, yeah, that kind of gives me the crawlies a little bit, but overall, yes, a well done, interesting story, and Tyorik is a compelling character, and it's great to get to know Ty a little bit more as a result of this story. So that is basically all you need to know about the monster of Temple Peak, and that is going to do it for this Spinner Sunday episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.